WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In Florida today, the aide to former President Trump entered a not guilty plea to federal charges related to the special counsel's case over Trump's handling of classified documents. Prosecutors say surveillance video allegedly shows Walt Nauta helping hide boxes of classified material. ABC's Olivia Rubin is in Miami.
It creates this direct tie with the footage, the text messages that are really key, concrete, irrefutable pieces of evidence if they do hold up once they are eventually presented to a jury.
Two firefighters died in New Jersey and five others are injured while trying to battle an explosive fire on board a cargo ship in Newark. The Italian vessel was docked and carrying 5,000 vehicles. The owner of the ship says the fire started on the 10th deck as workers were moving them. The cause is under investigation. Another round of volatile storms fueled by record hot temperatures in the South and Rockies. This is ABC News. Police in Houston today said a man who turned up safe 8 years after he disappeared as a teenager was never really missing.
Rudy Therius was 17 years old when his mother reported him missing in 2015, but Houston police say he was not missing and returned home shortly after he left the house on March 8th of that year. Why he and his mother allegedly lied about him missing is a mystery. Houston Police Chief Troy Finner says it's unclear if Therius was a victim or a suspect.
I'm not going to say he's a victim or not. I'm thinking, you know, and saying we're going to treat this just as we do with any potential victim.
He says activists' claims that Therius was sexually assaulted by his mom do not appear to be true. Alex Stone, ABC News.
OceanGate, the operators of the sub that imploded last month, killing five passengers descending to the wreck of the Titanic, has suspended all exploration and commercial operations. A spokesperson for the company telling ABC they have posted the announcement on their websites. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Good afternoon. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. After months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin searching for a new police chief. The village of Lake Halley has passed ordinances aimed at curbing panhandling and people living in their vehicles. The village board unanimously passed the measures, which Police Chief Ed Oregon came after complaints from businesses along Commercial Boulevard. Oregon added that first offenders would be given a warning. And drought conditions in Wisconsin remain about the same in the latest drought monitor, which isn't taking into account the rain that has fallen since Tuesday morning. Nearly the entire state, almost 93% of it, is experiencing some form of drought, with the worst of it in southern Wisconsin and far northern Wisconsin. There is also severe drought in parts of the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old-fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth. Baked locally and delivered fresh daily. Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family this week and enjoy these great movies. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Cocaine Bear, and the Super Mario Brothers. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Learn more at AmoryTheater.com. The Todd Albaugh Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show. weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maybe pre-recorded.
How many social media sites do I have to be signed up on, man? It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on your Thursday. Matt and Patrick here. Okay, I have now, I apparently created a Threads account, which was shockingly easy. But here, okay, here's the one problem I have with Threads. Because I mean, imagine a lot of people are jumping onto Threads right now. If you're jumping onto Threads, you can't, I do most of my, you know, updating from an iMac at home. And it does not allow you to do that on an iMac. You can only do it on the phone, which, how charming. time for Mr. Big Meaty Fingers to try to do delicate work here. So just in the last, Patrick, just since the last time I saw you, now I've got a Blue Sky account. And now I've got, and that was after I got the Mastodon account. And now I got a Threads account. Are you on Threads now? Is that one you got now?
I actually have not dabbled into the Twitter alternatives quite yet.
I think Twitter's in trouble. I think Twitter's in big, big trouble. 30 million people signed up for Threads in the first day. And that does not include anyone in the EU because the European Union is exempt from Threads right now. So that's mostly in the USA. 30 million, which would be about a tenth of the population. I guess we could throw Canada in there. So, but yeah, I guarantee you Twitter's feeling it now. I mean, that's why they're kind of putting out press releases saying this isn't that bad. I'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. Cliff Schechter is always a friend of mine. Best-selling author and ad writer for Joe Biden's presidential campaign in 2020. His Blue Amp Action email list raised over 850K for Democratic candidates and progressive organizations. He has the Blue Amp YouTube channel where its humorous and cutting takedowns have gone viral. Now, you need to go to this. Here it is. You ready? Write it down. YouTube.com/ C. Schechter. C. Schechter. YouTube.com/C. Schechter. Cliff Schechter is kind enough to join us today to talk about things that we haven't talked to him in 3 weeks, so we've got some things to get to. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, but can we at least start, like, just for now that I heard what you said, for like 20 seconds and just make fun of Elon Musk?
Oh, God.
Because I've never seen, I mean, he's the stupidest business person alive, and I think that may be including Donald Trump.
Okay.
And,
if I can, I'm going to bring in Patrick. You're a pretty smart tech guy here. Would you do anything that he is doing right now?
I would absolutely not have done any of the things that Elon Musk has done to Twitter.
Okay, thank you, Patrick.
Well, there's the tech side of it, but then there's like anybody who knows how to do any marketing of any product and how this stuff. It's like, here's what I want. I've got a product. I want you to not use it.
Yes.
Go outside. Enjoy the sun. Don't buy the thing that I'm selling.
A social media webpage.
There's so many other dumb things, but that may have been the big one.
That was on Saturday. That was Saturday. He came on out and said, we're going to limit how many posts you can see in a day. And I am going to, I mean, and ironically, I don't know if he knew Threads was coming out or what. I imagine he did. But
yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I haven't gotten, because that's the big talk today. Like, I got on Post a few months ago, did some stuff there. I just joined Spoutable recently. I got an invite to Blue Sky. I haven't signed up yet. But I'm getting exhausted by all of this. So the Threads thing, you know, I just saw it. But, you know, the stat you just said, 30 million.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it kind of attractive and makes me think that maybe I have to.
That's well, and what I mean, it's what why that is, yeah. Is, by the way, it's because it's connected basically to Instagram. And all you have to do on Instagram.
Right. And I haven't done enough with that, considering I've got a YouTube channel and work with video. I've needed to do more with Instagram. So the fact is that it's tied to Instagram may make it make even more sense for me, if you see what I'm saying.
I would make this recommendation. Go get Threads, just because there's going to be so many people on Threads, it's going to be worthwhile. Blue Sky,
yep.
Blue Sky, of all the options, I think Blue Sky is the best interface, and, you know, I like Blue Sky a lot. Mastodon is the other one. I've been doing Mastodon. I've enjoyed it. And with those three, I don't think I need to add anything else. I don't know if I really want to go down the TikTok path or any of the other ones. I know Hive has got one is out there, but I think that those.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh no, I just don't think I'm gonna. I mean, I got so much time in the day. I've got five windows constantly open up on my computer. I don't need any more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what makes this all so tough is that Elon Musk hopefully bankrupts himself and completely screws himself up. He's already, you know, been hoisted on his own petard and made himself look like the fool he is in front of the world. But, you know, it does. I mean, this was a place where we all could congregate to message. It's not to say that Twitter didn't have a lot of issues either under even under Jack Dorsey, who's another guy who thinks he knows a lot more than he does and is an idiot supporting RFK. So that says enough. But like, far better than obviously under Musk, where it's become completely ridiculous and completely right wing and nuts and just stupid. And like, you know, and so it's like we're scattered down to the four winds in all these directions. And as you just said, I'm doing stuff on my YouTube channel, right? I still occasionally, you know, for family mourning, do stuff on Facebook. And it's just like, I mean, how many of these damn things can I be on? You know, I don't, I mean, I opened Spoutable. I still barely use it. I got into Post for about 2 or 3 weeks and they kept promising improvements that never came. This is probably 3 months ago because they were the first out of the gate, maybe longer. And so I kind of mostly gave up on that. You know, I go back and I post videos there. And I was just about to open a Blue Sky one because I have an invite. So I'll do it out of curiosity. And I suppose I'll do Threads too, but it's like, Jesus, you know, what can I mean, how much time am I supposed to have in a day for social media?
Since we're talking about this, let me put out a post that Elon Musk did this last night when Threads kind of started exploding. He posted, it is infinitely preferable to be attacked by strangers on Twitter than indulge in the false happiness of hide the pain Instagram. And of course, Instagram is connected to Threads. That's why he brought in Instagram. I just sort of like, how tone deaf are you to post something like that, that you think that people want to go to social media and have people, you know, bigots, racists, Nazis, delusional right-wing nut jobs, attack them constantly. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for that.
Let me, go ahead. Can I explain to you what the order here is? You've got the sky, you know, and atmosphere and all that wonderful stuff. Then you come down to the mountaintops. Then you get down to sea level. Then you get down to the bottom of the sea. You know, all that kind of stuff, Indiana Jones stuff, if you just saw the movie, but I won't ruin it if you haven't. And then you go to the Earth's outer core, the Earth's inner core, and then below that is Elon Musk's EQ. That's essentially what I'm saying, is he honestly is the biggest social misfit I feel like I've ever come across. It's like, as you just said, tone deaf doesn't get to it. If there's like an option, a list of options, and there's like 14 of them, you know, and they're all, and they're listed where the socially stupidest things to say, he'll find a way to combine the three dumbest ones to turn it into like the 18th dumbest thing to say. I mean, he just is a machine at offending people, saying stupid things, saying what people don't, who actually want to invest or buy in his businesses, don't want to hear. He's screwed Tesla. So, I mean, you know, that's now a scarlet letter. People are buying Rivian and stuff like that. Like, I mean, it's been amazing to watch how there's one. And the last thing I'll say, because I know we got stuff to talk about, but like the last thing it says, and this is an important thing, is I spent a lot of time criticizing mainstream media, both sides garbage. People pretend that lies and conspiracies are equal to truth, and fascism is equal to democracy, and the rest. And, you know, and what I've learned, I mean, we've seen it all, of course, with. You know, with what's-her-face, Holmes, you know, other stuff, is that the tech media is just as bad. They build up these titans, and they build up for access, of course, these people, and they turn them into gods. And that this guy, this unbelievably stupid, pale moron, you know, who can't get a straight sentence out that makes any sense, who can't appeal to anybody, who says the stupidest things on Twitter and believes the dumbest conspiracies, was compared to, like, Tony Stark at some point. I mean, that tells me that the tech media is a joke, is what that tells me. Because it wasn't like they weren't seeing all this stuff behind closed doors. He just wasn't tweeting it back then.
There are too many people there who think that the people who are dating them and are their friends are actually wanting to date them for their personality and want to be their friend and don't just want to be about right. the obscene piles of cash the guy throws around and the experiences he creates for his pseudo friends. And that's, I mean, that's Elon Musk. I mean, that really is. I mean, he thinks the girls that like him. And
that's right. That's he's that guy who's like, do they really like me for my looks and personality? And you're like, dude,
no.
You stumbled into stealing other people's ideas and getting government subsidies and making a lot of money, which is, if ever there's proof that you can't equate being wealthy with being intelligent, you've helped put that to bed. Not that Trump and others didn't, but like, you know, I could go on forever. He offends me, his very being. What an absolute moron he is. And you have to understand how hard I've been trying during this conversation to not use words that will get you in trouble with the FCC.
I appreciate that, my friend. All right, let's get into the SCOTUS. There was quite a few rulings here. I'll let you just go. Of the rulings you saw here, you know, let's talk about what caught your eye.
Well, I mean, obviously the LGBTQ one, because it's a complete fraud.
Yeah.
Ronald Brownstein, if you read what he writes, you know, he chronicles, I think, but, you know, a combination of history and numbers and other things very well. And he sort of compared this to other periods of time in history and said that, you know, in the 1850s, you had the illegitimate sort of older conservatives left over from earlier era, you know, the Dred Scott court. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 1930s, everybody was the Lochner Court and those guys who kept striking down and made up some economic standard that didn't exist in the Constitution because they just didn't want to allow FDR to do stuff that hadn't been done before. You know, he threatened them with court packing. Infamously, it hurt him in the 1938 election. But also what people talk about is they backed off after they stopped going. They stopped undoing his legislation. And it feels like, as Ron Brownstein said, we're in a third period of that. These guys, these are not justices the way they weren't justices in the 1850s or in the 1930s. They're right wing ideologues or Republicans in robes. The six of them call them the Fed Sox Six, for the six that are owned by the Federalist Society. And there's so much grift there. And there's, I mean, you know, the grift goes on and on. We've talked about it. They're all bought by various interests. There's dark money. You know, we know the Federalist Society owns them. We don't know which individuals do. Except for Paul Singer's flying, you know, what's his name, Alito over to Rome. And you know, they're being or on a fishing trip to Alaska. I mean, it was the anti-choice group that sued in Dobbs that flew them to Rome. And, you know, and we know it's Clarence Thomas and Harlan Crowe. They're all owned by billionaires, owned by big companies. Like, they're the most illegitimate clown show. And you know, Democrats are going to have to get on this page. You know, Biden's moved on a lot of stuff, but he's still holding back on this, and he needs to just let it go, which is this is a right-wing star chamber. Is what this is. It is not a court. You ever see the movie Star Chamber with Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this is. They sit around a table and, you know, I made a video where I put a scene from that movie in it where they're all sitting there saying, guilty, guilty. And of course, it was like almost all old white guys. Perfectly representative of what we're dealing with here. A bunch of Opus Dei lunatic Catholics. And by the way, it's not an insult to normal people who are Catholic. Opus Dei is like the most extreme, you know, the extreme right-wing lunacy stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy whipping himself in, you know,
Da Vinci Code
movies. Yes, thank you. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And they're trying to impose, I mean, when you got Justice Alito quoting like a 16th century thinker who believed that marital rape was not only justified but preferable, and he's quoting that guy as part of his decision, I think that gives you an idea how far they're going back. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so again, they're not personally believable in any way because they're all corrupt. They're not ideologically believable. I mean, you know, three of these justices were lawyers on the Bush, you know, successful attempt to overthrow Gore's chance at having all the votes counted in 2000. Coney Barrett and Roberts and Kavanaugh were all on it. Kavanaugh was always a political operative. Gorsuch's mom worked for Reagan and was chased out of Washington because she was so corrupt when she was at the EPA. Like, these are people who were known are all political players. They're all corrupt. They're all and last thing I'll say on it is, you know, a couple of times these six have tried to come down with, you know, seemingly reasonable decisions. And, you know, Gorsuch and Alito and Thomas have been the real, like, lunatics. They're all horrible. The other ones just want to have the fig leaf of legitimacy. And have broken away in a few things that are so bad, but the other three have been right out there, like, yeah, bring it on, You know what I mean? We're, you know, yeah. like we'll do it. Where's Somoza? You know, where's Idi Amin? Just come on. Let's stop with this democracy stuff. Let's get a dictatorship. I mean, that independent legislature ruling that gerrymandered state legislatures that don't represent their people can just decide to throw out everybody's votes and overturn a court ruling. I mean, if that's not the stupidest thing one's ever heard in what's supposed to be a constitutional republic, I don't know what is.
Well, and that was a 6-3 ruling. And by the way, in Gorsuch is weird because when it comes to Native American issues, he's one of the most reliable Native American votes out there, which is really kind of interesting because he does seem to understand the treaties supersede the Constitution, but no one else there does.
He might have some Native American blood. I don't believe for a second that there's a good part of him.
Well, but,
you know, I just don't.
You brought up something here. Sir. Is the reason why you brought up 1938, FDR, his war there, and then it did cost him seats. And then when the Republicans tried to undo some of his things and the economy started going bad again, basically he got his power back, his clout back.
Well, he also scared the court with that threat.
Yeah.
So it may have hurt him politically initially, but the court never went after his stuff on constitutional grounds again. They got the message.
Well, do you think that the reason why Biden has not done this is because this is something that was mentioned the day after he took office, is, you know, are you going to expand out the Supreme Court? And the reason why is he knows that if he does this before his second term begins, that basically it's going to turn him into, you know, persona non grata, that he can do this beginning of 2025. As soon as he takes office again, he can go out there. I'm expanding the Supreme Court by 5 more seats and be done with it. And kind of go from there. I mean, I think that there is a legitimate blowback that would happen to him pre-election here, considering how much the Republicans and the right just hate the guy.
So, look, that's the one, to me, the one legitimate reason to be doing what he's doing. And if that is why he's doing it, I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like, though, you know, we need... You know, and I've argued this while we're going back in history. We need a 1932, 1934, 1936 type election, right? We need an election where these guys are so unpopular, they're being propped up by right-wing lying media and a failing mainstream media and all sorts of dark money to outspend their opponents, and all these sort of anti-democratic factors are propping them up. They're an enormous minority in this country. Virtually every decision they come to proves that. And I'm talking about the court and the Republicans in Congress and state legislatures. I mean, we need like a house cleaning. You know, we need, I'll say it the British way, so I think it's okay, an arse kicking. Like we need them to lose 100 House seats and to lose 15 Senate seats. And I mean, to get to a point where they have been so thoroughly rejected, even in places where they usually win. And look, we've been seeing some evidence of that. I mean, we won a judicial race by 11 points in Wisconsin, where nobody usually wins by more than 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been seeing things way beyond the norm. Does it mean that that's going to, you know, but I hope. But I guess what I'm saying is there can't be sort of a, you know, we're going to do these half measures. Here are a couple small things. There needs to be for this election a sweeping narrative about the corruption, the incompetence, the support for a coup, what the Republican Party has done to our country, what they are doing in the states, what they have done federally, what their judges have done, how they've harmed women, how they've harmed democracy, how your children have to be scared to go to school, how climate is getting, you know, intolerable. We just, July 4th was literally just the hottest day in the entire world. And I think it was only 125,000 years or so. I'm not even kidding. I think it was in 125,000 years. I don't know how they measure that, but in any case, since humans have been around. And, you know, we needed, so to me, I guess maybe you're scared, and you have to look at what polling's telling them, but that's saying what they're going to do with this court, you know, isn't what they're going to do with the court will backfire. But the court needs to be a part of that whole argument. And the problem is when you start saying this court is illegitimate, it's thoroughly corrupt. Numerous other Republican judges, from Kenton to what that's got to Kasmerick, the one that is trying to throw birth control out everywhere across the country, that these are essentially like they've infiltrated these ideologues, our system. There needs to be a thorough rejection of everything they stand for and an embrace of equality and modernism and these kind of, to me, it needs to be that kind of an election. And I just think you get, you know, you got to have to have, you have to have some answer when people say, well, you can do all that, but how are you going to change the Supreme Court? You're just going to sit around. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, Thomas is 77, Alito's 73. You're just going to wait for them to die? Is that the answer? There has to be some kind of an answer of, you know, what, you know, and maybe that, maybe the answer is we're going to pass a full slate of ethics reform, or, you know, reforms. We're going to do legitimate investigations of Kavanaugh and sexual assault of Thomas and God knows how many things. I mean, maybe those things you could do in lieu of saying you're going to put more justice on the court, and that would be your answer. And I think people would support all of that. But there has to be an answer if you're going to stand up and say that these folks are thoroughly corrupt and they've destroyed, you know, they've ruled against our values and tried to turn the clock back anywhere from 50 to 125 years. You can't just say, but hey, we're just going to wait and it's, I'm sure another seat will open up at some point. Like, you have to say, you have to have an answer to what you're going to do to stop it.
Well, but, and by the way, if I can just say, yeah, and you do vote every election. You don't take any elections off. You can't take any more elections off. We took up people, too many people took off 2016. You can't ever do that again. God. You just can't do that again. Here's the last point I'll just make with you really quick. Generation Z has had it with them. I mean, one of the rulings was basically saying we're not going to, you know, forgive, you know, waive the student loan debt. And I guarantee
we have all the PPP loans that all of us millionaires did not need, that we sat there like pigs gorging on this government money because we're a bunch of hypocrites. As bad as we are at everything else, we're also the biggest hypocrites in the world. We can do that, but no, we don't want to let you have $10,000 waived off, which, by the way, it was waived, which made it okay. But John Roberts decided he was going to ignore that word.
He ignored the word in the law that Biden used, which is just, we just don't want you to do it. But I mean, Generation Z scares the living daylights out of the Republicans, because our generation, Generation X, we basically you couldn't advertise to us because we could spot advertising from a mile away. Generation Z, you can advertise all damn day long to them. They don't change their mind. And they are firmly on the left. They do not like where this has gone. They do not like the gun violence. They do not like their rights getting taken away. They sure don't like the war on education that's going on out there. And this is this is why the Republicans have been trying to figure out a way to purge anyone 30 and under from the voting ranks. Right. And so,
not let them vote with college IDs and those kinds of things. Yep.
So I think, I mean, aren't we looking at, as you talk about, you know, a reckoning is coming. If the Democrats right now are out there working as hard as they can to say, you know, Generation Z, there's one, you know, Biden was trying to give you the waive the student loan debt. They're the ones that took it away. Biden wants to keep your rights as an individual woman to be able to decide what you want to do. They're trying to take it away. I think that if they go on out there and start, you know, actually manipulating the Generation Z into as just by saying, hey, we know what's important to you. That's why you need to vote Democrat. I think that could be the beginning of this long, you know, 32, 34, 36 domination.
I mean, I think you're absolutely right, because they already have shown that, right? I mean, none of these election results we talked about from 2022 to that Wisconsin one to other ones would have happened without Gen Z. They've already turned out in ridiculously large numbers. They are thoroughly, I mean, to the point of what, 70 to 15, or I mean, some crazy number, reject the Republican Party, you know. And I mean, that last election cycle, it was a story of Gen Z turning out, a lot more women turning out, and then the third one was a smaller group of Republican women and some well-educated Republicans, you know, in the suburbs switching to the Democratic Party. And that was mostly the story. You know, there's other parts of it, too, but that was a lot of it. So, yeah, this realignment will happen with them and will happen with women turning out. Who had in the past often, you know, women who've been marginalized in our society, single women and, you know, those who work part time and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yes, I think this all can happen. I'm just saying, as a guy who believes, you know, that you need a clear message to inspire people, we, you know, and then you need your sub messages below that. We need to have a clear overall message of rejecting this and embracing the future and embracing what we can be. And so the Supreme Court has got to be a part of that message. And as I said, that doesn't mean you have to say we're going to add more justices. You're right. You can do that afterwards, after he gets elected, if we win huge. But it has to be at least that we're going to rein them in and we're going to stop them, that they are out of an out-of-control star chamber who has never elected a super legislature who thinks that they get to legislate, and we are going to box them in by investigating them, by, you know, impeaching if necessary, by pushing a full-throated and very, very sort of harsh set of ethics on them, which they've proven they need, and that kind of, and maybe that would be okay to do it that way.
The ethics laws, you're right. We didn't have time to talk Cincinnati Reds, man. I'm dealing with a Twins team that's just treading water. Yankees are not delivering like they should, but your local team,
the Reds, are the most fun team in baseball.
Absolutely,
baby.
Absolutely. Your team there, we don't really have too much time to talk about this, but they went on a heck of a winning streak. You and I said at the beginning of the season, if there's a team that I'm keeping an eye on, it was the Reds, because they could, if everything comes together, and right now everything's coming together, and that's a good division for them to be in right now, because the Cardinals are garbage. The Brewers, sure, I don't think they have the legs to go with this. It's their division really to lose at this point.
It is. You have to remember that my cynicism didn't come from their lack of talent. It came from seeing what ownership has done with, yes, talent in the past.
Yes.
That right now, I'll just say, because I know we don't have much time, they hold this core. They still even have one or two more young guys ready to come up, and they can bring in one or two wily veterans that got Votto already, you know, one or two others to help lead this team. I think they could shock everybody like that 1990 team did and win a World Series. I certainly think they can compete in the playoffs with anybody.
Cliff Schechter, once again, you need to go to youtube.com and go to /C. Schechter. I will link to that on the social media, on the 5,000 social media accounts I am on. I will link to it on every one
on
of them.
Every one of them. You should be done by about 2 in the morning.
I should be. But go, hey, if you want good knowledge, you want good entertainment, Cliff is absolutely spectacular. Over 20,000 followers on YouTube. So go make yourself part of that by subscribing to his YouTube channel. I'll make sure, once again, everyone is linked to that. Cliff, thank you very much. As always, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Always good talking to you.
Chat with you later. Cliff Schechter, we'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Summer is going fast, but Next Chapter Booksellers has everything you need to keep up with your summer reading. From the hottest new titles to timeless classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has something for any taste. Their friendly staff are great at making recommendations for the perfect summer read for you or your loved ones. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers has a wide variety of puzzles and games for those rainy days. So keep up with your summer reading at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Hi, this is Angela Warner for Warner Selling and Appliance. Do you have a dishwasher that doesn't really clean your dishes so you have to? Or a refrigerator that kind of keeps your milk cold and you've just been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, Warner Stellion has the lowest prices of the season with exclusive savings, including free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch, and up to 10% off and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy for up to $1,000. See what I mean at warnerstellion.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hey, it's Tom. Going solar is a great way to save on energy costs. By using the sun to power your house, you can feel good about an investment that will last for years. All Energy Solar is a locally trusted turnkey solar installer that's been around since 2009. They provide custom designs and quality installations of solar panel systems that work for your energy needs. One of the best parts about going solar is it's an investment that can pay for itself. Your system can pay back 100% of the installation cost in as little as 8 years. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar can pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime. There's also many tax incentives and rebates available, and the experts at All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process to make sure you're saving as much as possible. So go green, both financially and environmentally, with All Energy Solar. Get a free, no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 76. Tonight, clear with a low around 56. And Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 78.
If you've been waiting to replace those appliances, don't miss Warner Stellion's lowest prices of the season. Score instant savings, then up to 10% off, and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy. Put us to the test at warnerstellion.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, it's the Matt McNeil Show. Once again, Cliff Schechter will spotlight that interview so you can enjoy that. Just wanted to circle back a little bit here about the social media. I actually think now Twitter is in real big trouble because I talked a little bit about this in social media a little bit yesterday on the show, but back in October when he took over and immediately you saw the return of the trolls. I mean, once again, I'm pretty vicious on people that come to my page and start becoming belligerent jackasses. I don't have any patience for that. That, in my mind, on a social media account is someone wanting to kick open the door of your house, go into your living room, go to the bathroom in the middle of the floor of your living room, stand up with a smile on their face and point at it and say, you've got to like it. And I don't. And no one should like it. And if anyone did that in the real world, you'd grab them by the nape of the neck and chuck them out the front freaking door. Maybe after putting their nose in it, you know. But that is, this is, this Elon Musk, and I mentioned the tweet with Cliff, he honestly thinks that's what social media is supposed to be. It's a place where you go to get insulted. No. Facebook, I mean, there was MySpace and stuff like that years ago, but when Facebook really exploded, and that was the beginning of the modern day social media, it was a place, I mean, the reason I loved Facebook when it initially came up, it was a place for me to share pictures of my kids with people across the globe and stay in touch and see what they were up to. And it was great. It was a very nice thing. And starting in about 2014, it became this, it started, not necessarily Facebook so much or Instagram so much, but Twitter started becoming a real freaking cesspool with Nazis and racists and bigots. And the mentality was that if you sign up for an account, that you have to sit there and take it. And no, I don't know of anyone that comes into a social media platform and says, you know, I wonder how many people, random people, I have no idea who they are going to insult me today. No one wants that. But clearly, Elon Musk thinks that's the purpose of Twitter. It's for you to go there and be insulted to your face. And the fact that he says, what would you rather have? Would you rather have people insulting you to your face or basically hiding their feelings? I don't need to have anyone insult me. If I can go through the day without having some delusional nutbag, whether that's from some guy in Albania or Russia or Texas or wherever, screaming at me, the better. Because the reality is, that's not social. That's just basically bullying. One of the great problems with social media and online world is that it prevents people from identifying the real crazy people in the world. If you were walking down the street and you saw some guy walking down the street with his arms and and he wasn't wearing any pants, you would know, I need to go to the other side of the street. I do not want to. I think I've seen enough of this individual. And on social media, that guy can put up an image of Brad Pitt, and everyone's like, oh, that's Phil. Phil's fine. No, Phil is not fine. He's still the pantsless guy running down the street, only he's given himself legitimacy because of the anonymity that comes with social media. And by the way, it goes the other way too. Truly intelligent people end up looking like freaking idiots on social media, because social media, really the thing what social media does is it levels the playing field. Is that everyone has a Twitter account. And sure, you can have a blue check mark if you're stupid enough to pay a billionaire for validation. Sure, knock yourself out. But that's it. And there is this mentality that people have, particularly on the right, that what this means is that this is a free-for-all, that you have to let me scream the N-word at you in your replies. No. And so I think, and so when Elon Musk put the limits on Twitter, I mean, there were a lot of people who back in October were saying, you know what, I don't want to be here, but I don't think there's any one great replacement for Twitter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go out there and I'm going to, you know, I'll stick it out here. A lot of those people have left since last Saturday. A lot of them have, or at least have become much more active on Blue Sky was the main one. And the one problem with Blue Sky, and I think Blue Sky, if Blue Sky really wants to become a major player, they need to get rid of this everyone gets one code every 2 weeks thing to share with someone else. No, just give everyone 20 codes, get as many people on your site, and then you can go back to that. Give everyone a 20 code mulligan. And then everyone gets up on Blue Sky. I guarantee you Blue Sky will do a lot better. Mastodon, of all the ones that initially came out in October, Mastodon does okay. I think that their different groups makes it confusing. But I like their interface. I like how it posts. And, you know, if you know basically the name of the individual, you'll be able to find them on Mastodon. So that's not bad. But it's this Threads, which, once again, you've already got Instagram and Facebook backing it up. 30 million in the first day. I mean, the story was 5 hours ago. And just, my God, in the last, let's see here. How many notifications have I gotten? I have gotten an obscene amount of, obscene amount. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just since noon, I've had 15 notifications on Threads of people following me there, because it has Instagram, so people that can find me fairly easily on Instagram can find me there. It is stunning to me how badly he has managed this. And quite literally, this is the first, I've always said, he's going to have a Twitter. Twitter is going to exist, but it would eventually just become a hollow shell of what it used to be. I don't think that anymore. I think at best, Elon Musk is going to have a slightly larger version of Truth Social, with a lot of accounts that people have abandoned that he's going to keep counting as, see, we have all these open accounts. Sure, 90% of them haven't made a post in over 2 years, but it still is open. But it's going to be basically a glorified version of Truth Social, and the vast majority of other people are already on other social media sites. And the thing which is crazy is he's doing nothing. All these people are gleefully leaving. And okay, so you start a new social media page. I mean, I started with Blue Sky. I spent probably on the first day of Blue Sky, probably most of the time I was on social media that day on Blue Sky, seeing who I knew, following people, stuff like that. That's what's going on. People that have gone on and signed up on Threads today are not going to Twitter as much as they were. And he's doing nothing to try to entice anyone to come back. I think that the consequences of the social media world are, you know, I'm going to tie into another story from yesterday. Finally, the rest of the media in town caught this story. Like I said, I found the TikTok video on the morning of 4th of July, Care 11 had it yesterday, and pretty much now every major news outlet has the story. The woman of a video of a woman angrily confronting staff at a Chaska store over a planned drag story time event has gone viral on TikTok, amassing more than 10 million views now. 10 million views. The video shows a woman inside Little Rouge Children Clothing Store on Pioneer Trail in Chaska, outraged that a local drag queen, misdiagnosis, is scheduled to leave one of the store's weekly summertime story time events for children and families. The woman says she thinks this event is inappropriate and alleges that it's a sexual-based entertainment for children before leaving. That's not all she said. If you watch the TikTok video, and we played it yesterday, she talks about how they're going to enforce ordinances. I talked to the Chaska, the city of Chaska yesterday. City of Chaska, as a matter of fact, they got back to us during the show yesterday and said, no, there are no rules in the city of Chaska that prevent Little Ruse from having a drag queen story hour. They do not. There is nothing that stops that. So drag story hour can happen in Chaska. There are no rules. This woman has informed, says kind of implies she's talked to police, that she's a lawyer. There's no laws to it. I mean, if Chaska says there's no laws on the books against this, I'm not quite sure what the police are going to enforce or what she's talked about with the police, because the implication is that the police are aware of this and they're going to enforce the ordinances. Well, there aren't any ordinances against this. That's at least according to the city of Chaska. So I'm not quite sure what she was getting at. I don't know if it was just an attempt to scare the business, or if she was just, once again, she thought she was on a social media page and thought that this was going to be the end of the consequences. It's not a tweet. And even if it was a tweet, tweets don't die. Even if you delete them, they're out there. Saturday story time at Little Rouge will be the store's first to feature a drag queen. In the past summers, the weekly event has featured women dressed as princesses reading stories aloud. This year, store owner Melissa Held Nordling wanted to include other readers, along with misdiagnosis. Local authors and community members have been scheduled to lead story time as well. One of the store's staff members knows misdiagnosis, a Chaska native, and suggested the drag performer host of the event. Held Nordling said, I thought she would be a great person to bring into our story time lineup, a great way to represent the LGBTQ community and Chaska in our business, said Held Nordling. While a handful of people have come to the store to oppose the decision, the store owner said dozens and dozens more have come to offer support. Held Nordling objected to the accusations of the woman captured in the video. The story time is no different than any other story times that we hold here. The woman who confronted store staff claimed the story time event would violate a city ordinance, but Chaska Mayor Mark Winschlicht, gotta be careful with that one, contradicted that. As far as I know, staff have checked and it's not violating anything. So, if you've got police there, I don't know what the police have told you, but the police, they can't just make up an ordinance and shut something down. And I'm going to imagine that the city has contacted the police department and said, you guys are going to be not following city code if you basically start going and trying to shut down this because a person wanted you to shut it down. A TikTok video has nearly 700,000 likes, more than 30,000 comments from supporters and opponents of the Storytime event. The event is set for 11 a.m. on Saturday. It will feature children's activities and places where supporters can leave messages, Held Nordling said. Now, we talked about this yesterday. I brought this up on the morning of 4th of July. That's when I posted the video from that. Someone had got the TikTok video, posted it on Twitter. I posted it there. I immediately had a ton of the haters kind of coming after me. This idea that you can walk into a private business and start berating the staff because they're legally doing something you disagree with and not having consequences, those days are over. Because this sort of thing, I want to make sure for everyone out there who has thought about going in there and saying, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind, especially when that piece of mind that you have involves something bigoted or racist, let me just give you a little bit of advice. The thing in my hand right now is a camera. Everyone has one. Well, not everyone, but I'm going to guess 90% of the population has them. Some people have two. And the ability to, okay, let's do it. I'm going to do a time check here. I'm going to start and right now. I've got it, and I've got video open and running. That took me 3 seconds. That took me 3 seconds. That's all it takes. So you go in there and you do the "I want to speak to your manager," or "I've got a bone to pick with you." 1, 2, 3. Every camera in the place is going to be on you. This is not someone coming to your house and poking a camera into a window and trying to catch you, you know, saying something inappropriate. No, this is you walked into a private business and started, you know, berating people. And so whoever the individual is in the image, I can't imagine that you're too happy with how this has gone, because 10 million people have now watched this video. That is over almost twice the population of Minnesota. And by far, it sounds like the vast majority of people, including the city of Chaska, is not going to get in the way of this, are, to a point, defending Little Ruse down in Chaska. You cannot live in Elon Musk's world and survive. You cannot. You can't. If you are a person that thinks that the world exists so that you can go yell at other people when you disagree with them, you are not going to be very successful. And every stinking day, the internet is saturated with these videos of people. "I want to talk to your manager. Let me tell you what I think about you." One of those things. If you think that that's the way it's going to work, you're horribly wrong. And once again, going back to what the point was with Elon Musk, here is a guy who thinks that it's a better, that it's a sell to customers. "Hey, stay here and get insulted to your face." Thanks, but no thanks. Twitter, my guess is you're going to be dead within a year. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
July is the annual store-wide sale at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Come see our diverse selection of wood, gas, or electric fireplace products for indoor and outdoor living. And right now, Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can assure you the best price of the season on every product in the store. Let Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces help you choose and experience the joy of sitting by a fire.
Summer is a great time to install your fireplace. You can find your perfect fireplace and have it installed and ready before the cold weather hits again. If you already have a wood fireplace, consider a fireplace insert. Come and see the entire selection at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces on East Franklin and Riverside in Minneapolis. They will create a fireplace that works for you. Efficient, clean burning, and environmentally smart.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue. Scott Jamama's offers huge taste out of a little place. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicolet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis, this tiny hole in the wall offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Don't forget to add the potato salad, spicy baked beans, twice-baked potatoes, and delicious desserts. Find their hours and full menu at scottjamamas.com.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyotas inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley. The voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. So one thing I want to clarify here about what my job is. My job is to point out the hypocrisy of the right or the agenda of the right. Either way, they're generally kind of intertwined, to tell the truth, a lot of the times. And the reason why I want to clarify this is because I made the point with a few different stories. And I'll bring in a brand new one. I'll bring in a brand new one that will kind of help point this out. I mean, as all the right-wing media are sitting there saying, black kids with fireworks in Minneapolis, black kids and fireworks in Minneapolis, and that's the only story they want you to pay attention to, that there's nothing else going on. St. Paul man has been charged that he allegedly struck two pedestrians following a road rage incident in Hudson, Wisconsin. Charges led Thaddeus John Smith, 34, got into an altercation with another driver that resulted in him hitting two people with his Jeep. Smith's fiance and two children were also in the SUV at the time, with police later finding he was intoxicated behind the wheel. Injured in the incident was a woman bicyclist who was in critical condition at Regents and the girlfriend of the man with whom Smith was arguing. Her injuries are not known. According to criminal complaint, it started in the parking lot at Lakefront Park Boat Launch, where Smith was attempting to leave with his family following a fireworks show. Statements from multiple witnesses say another driver cut off Smith in the line and bumped his Jeep at least two times. Smith's fiance told police the other driver got out of his SUV and accused Smith of hitting his boat trailer. She said the driver of the Kia got back into his driver's seat and then backed into them and struck the Jeep. Witnesses said the other driver appeared to instigate the fight with Smith after backing into his Jeep. The driver got out of his Kia again and continued to yell at Smith. The complaint said that when Smith exited his Jeep momentarily to confront the driver before getting back in, the other man's girlfriend eventually exited and was standing outside the Jeep. As Smith attempted to turn the steering wheel and drive away, his fiance and the woman dramatically fell into their vehicle, and he continued to drive, running her over. The driver of the Kia punched out Smith's back window before he sped away. Another woman who was on a bicycle suffered serious injuries after Smith struck her and dragged her with the vehicle. So here you have a case where clearly two hotheads started in, and then one of them basically decides to run over some people. The driver of the Kia has not been charged with anything as of Thursday. I imagine eventually, though, he will, to a point. It sounds like some pretty serious injuries. The bicycle suffered serious injuries after Smith struck her and dragged her with her vehicle. The complaint said the woman has broken pelvis, ribs, two collapsed lungs, and one of her feet may need to be amputated. My goodness. Alcohol involved. Now, this is not far outside of the city. This is Hudson, Wisconsin. But you will not see right-wing news outlets talk about this. Why? Well, because Smith's a white guy. Let's be honest about it. Let's just be honest about it. Because he's a white guy and it's not Minneapolis. I brought up the fact that the Republicans don't want to talk about any crime outside. In Truman, Minnesota, four people, very southern part of the state, four people were shot on July 3rd. Four people. And if you do the math, shootings per 100K, Truman, Minnesota right now is basically three times more dangerous for the entire year than Minnesota is, or Minneapolis is, and that's just a fact. Ottertail County, I brought up the woman who was getting arrested for drug charges, basically pulling a knife and trying to stab two police officers. That was once again in Underwood, Minnesota. There is tons of stuff that is going on in outstate Minnesota that the right does not want you to hear about. And as a matter of fact, will purposely try to downplay and prevent you from hearing anything about. And the reason why is because it takes away from their narrative. The only thing that they want you to think about when it comes to Minneapolis is black kids, fireworks, black kids and fireworks, black kids and fireworks, war zone. That's what they want you to think. That's it. Now, me pointing this out doesn't mean I want to ignore what's going on in Minneapolis. And there are some people that have been saying, well, Matt, I think this is important. Sure. I would say four people being shot in Truman or two people getting seriously injured over in Hudson are a far bigger story. But by all means, I think that you shouldn't have people being that reckless with fireworks. But that being said, the problem here is this. It shouldn't be an either or thing. That's my point. It shouldn't be just we're either going to cover this or we're not going to cover this, depending on where the geographical location is. And the reality is that they both should be covered. The right not covering news in outstate Minnesota is one of the reasons why the drug problem in outstate Minnesota is so freaking bad, because no one knows anything about it, because the right-leaning media only says black kids in Minneapolis. Hour two is up next.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wa!
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our live call-in talk show airing every Saturday from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights you need to know to live and age well. Each week, we talk with guests who provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and self-care for caregivers.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm